Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, January 27, 2021. How to Reduce Your Times in the Pit. I am such an emotional yo-yo. Because of my propensity to be so easily moved by my feelings, I often find myself in or at the edge of a pit. So much so that Psalm 40, 1-3 has become one of my life passages. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. The Lord impressed upon me to memorize and meditate on these three verses to get them inside of my core being early on in my Christian walk. He knew how vital that would be for my well-being. He didn't want me to live in a pit, even more than I did. I can still quote it verbatim 30-plus years later. Why am I telling you all this? Because whether or not you are very emotional like me, you will find yourself in dark periods at times in your life. I'm here to help you know how to get out and, better yet, prevent you from falling in. I want to reduce your times in the pit. The key is in your relationship with God and His Word. Getting deep into God's Word will keep you from falling deep into a pit. At the very least, you'll be able to come out quicker, not lose hope, not perish in your affliction, and not waste your pain. The Lord always uses the difficulties of life for a good purpose. Perhaps He's teaching us to rely solely on Him. Sometimes He may even allow us to stay in the dark longer because He's doing something that cannot be accomplished in any other way. During those times when you find yourself teetering on the edge of a pit, here are some practical tips to keep you from falling in. Note, many of these can also be used while you're in a pit. Cry out to God at your first awareness of a negative attitude. Immediately recall those things that you know to be true, especially about God. Speak them to your soul, out loud if possible. Get into God's Word, read or listen to the Bible, a Christian broadcast, or praise music. Force yourself to praise and worship the Lord, even when you don't feel like it, because you probably won't. Think about and thank the Lord for all of your blessings. Be aware that it might be Satan trying to push you in. If so, fight. If applicable, stop doing whatever is making it worse, like eating and watching TV. Do something productive and God-honoring. During pit times, grab unto Jesus your rope of hope and apply the things just mentioned. During good times, work on your relationship with God. Increase your awareness of His presence. That will prevent many pit experiences. Evaluate your previous times in the pit so you can be proactive, not reactive. Remember how horrible it felt to be in a pit. This will motivate you to do the right things, like getting into God's Word. Usually, my pit experiences are my own doing, when I have shifted my focus off of God and His eternal purpose unto myself. But I think my frequent dark times in 2020 were at least in part God's plan for me. How else can I help other emotional yo-yos get out of their pits? It lines up with my God-given purpose of using my emotionality to help others. I'm in the trenches and sometimes the pits with you. pointing you to Jesus Christ, the living Word and only way out. So, my friends, let us help each other to reduce and redeem our times in the pit. Let's make them count for God's kingdom. More on that next time. As for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous deeds, of your saving acts all day long. Psalm 70:14-15. Check the text for helpful resources for further help.